It is good to be back here every week. Look forward to that. And if you miss a week, it's like you've missed a year, you know. I want to welcome everybody this afternoon and thank you for being here and thanking God for calling you and choosing you and hoping we're all faithful. That may be the title of this message is called Chosen and Faithful. Over the years, those of us in the church most likely have heard the phrase or the expression at the end of Revelation 17:14. Says, for those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Have you ever pondered in your mind the meaning of those words? By themselves, they seem pretty straightforward, don't you think? Yet when we think of it, it is a much deeper meaning to these words than meets the eye or the ear. Most, if not all of us, at one time or another have played sports in school or in church and been on a team of one sort or another. When we were younger, some of us can remember back that far when you actually had what they called recess. Does anybody ever remember what that was? I don't think they even have it today. Where we could go outside on a playground, it's sort of like a park, and play games such as kickball, dodgeball. I mean, those may be things of the past again because somebody might get hurt, you know. Or softball or basketball. Therefore, we called one team the Eagles, and the other team we would call the Lions. Whatever mascot name we would consider best to represent our strengths or ambitions. Then we would name a person, you, to lead up each team. We'd flip a coin, draw straws to decide. This is before we had politically correct rules, you know, when we could do this. To see who would make the best effort to put forward the best winningest, also another, not really a word. But keep in mind, we could make the rules. And our rules say that we can use this as a real word, okay? This person was usually called a team leader or the captain. Now, everybody else would stand on the sidelines, one side or the other, and wait for the team leader to call their name. Sonny. Irvin. This is called being called. Most likely, if your name was called, you would accept. Not that you would necessarily want to, for that matter. But, should you decline, there's a possibility that you wouldn't be called to the other team, where your best friend was actually on, but you wouldn't be there too. Or you wouldn't get to play at all. This team leader would have called your name and chosen you for his or her team. Yet the choice comes in two parts. The choice to be chosen. First, the team leader has to call your name. Second, you have to accept the call or the invitation or appointment. Choose to be a part of the team, at which point we have been chosen, selected. We've been called and chosen. Well, after all this has been done, this probably takes all of probably 3 minutes when you know, on the playground. The team expects us to live up to certain responsibilities of and to the team. This is called being loyal or faithful, henceforth referred to as being called, chosen, and faithful to our team. This might be a little bit little simplification of the called, chosen, and faithful we started out with. But let's go back and take a look at each one of these words, called, chosen, and faithful. Then we'll look at some examples for our own encouragement as we see the culmination of this age closing in on us, possibly sooner than we really realize. Called or call, Strong's number 2822 and 2821. And I won't try to pronounce them, mainly because I don't have my book here to do it. It's called invitation, invited to come, appointed, specifically a saint called out, called out of the world. If I was to read all the references to this word, or these words, it would take up most of the sermon at time. So therefore, I will pick just a few of those points to get the point across. Webster's, to utter loudly, to address or appeal to by such utterance, or the appealing to you, being called. A shout or a cry, a summons, appeal or command. A religious vocation, that's what we find that in Romans 8, 28 through 39. Let's write that down. Chosen, Strong's number 1588 and 1586, that's under chosen. Webster's, accorded or worthy of special choice or preference. Faithful, Strong's 4103, it's trustworthy, trustful, believable, faithfully sure, and true. Webster's definition, true, trustworthy, or loyal, a faithful servant, faithful to one's agreement, worthy of belief or confidence, full of faith. The faithful, those who truly believe in a religion, devoted members of a group or an organization. That would be us, faithful to the laws and the governance of our great God. Our calling comes from God. In Romans 28, or 8:28. You want to turn there? And we know that all things work together for good, for those who love God, to those who are called. Here you go, called again, according to his purpose. Here we see that God does the calling. We are chosen by God. Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons of Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. So we've been chosen by God. This choice is a twofold process. First, we're called by God. Then we must make the choice to accept that call by accepting God, as to offer and repenting or changing the direction of our lives, be baptized and have the laying on of hands to receive the Holy Spirit. Therefore, God chooses us, and we must choose to answer that call by obedience. Then we must be faithful. Faithful to that calling, and having been chosen by obedience to the laws of God, we must repent, be baptized, and then receive the Holy Spirit from God. God gave us a set, or may I say, an outline of rules on how we should conduct our lives. These are referred to as the Ten Commandments, which, when fully understood, have a much deeper meaning than just some mere words to be memorized. We must believe that there is a God, and believe that what God said is true, and that he will be faithful and perform the promises he has told us he will. Revelation 2:10, we're right here in Revelation, I am anyway, Let's turn to 2:10. It says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison." Now remember, it says some. It doesn't say all. But we don't know who that some is for sure. "That you may be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Therefore, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." We are not to be fearful because of things that might happen to us in the future. Well, let's go back now and read Revelation 17:14 again in its full. "And these," this is talking about the beast and the false prophet, "will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful." And Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." By the word of God, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made by the things that are invisible or are visible. In other words, a tree didn't make a cockroach, you know, or a frog didn't make a feather. Yeah, God made all that. "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." And in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we also find a list of some of those who were called, chosen, and faithful to God. Some of those on that list are Abel and Enoch, Noah, Abraham, possibly the most written about believer, and Sarah, his wife. Then there was Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, and the list goes on. These, in a word, are called, chosen, and faithful, called and chosen by God, and chose to be accepted that calling and were faithful and obedient to that calling according to their ability, though not perfectly. None of us are perfect except Christ and God the Father. Yet in verse 13, Hebrews 11, let's go ahead and turn there, if you would. Says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." And in all, finally, in this one, in verse 39, "And all these, having obtained good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us." We all here in this room are awaiting that resurrection to eternal life at the return of Jesus Christ. Remember, we must be called by God, chosen by God, accept that choosing, and to be faithful or loyal to the rules and the regulations of obedience that lead to eternal life in God's kingdom. So let us all be the called, chosen, and faithful of God, and continually pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Mr. Irvin?